Okay, the boys say, today's daf is daf Chof Vav, and we're starting the final line on Chof Hei Amad Beis, a brand new Mishnah, Bechor Shenofa Leboir. We're talking about a Bechor Behema. As Rashi points out, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had a Bechor, which was a Tumim or a Tmima, Tumim, they would bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. If, unfortunately, it had a Mum, then the Kohen could go and shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, almost like Chulin, not totally, there's certain differences, but almost like Chulin, and share it with his family.
Chulin plus.
Chulin plus, exactly right. So our Mishnah says, we're talking about a Bechor b'zmana zeh, that the only way one can use a Bechor if it has a Mum. What happened? We have a Bechor, Rashi explains on Chof Vav Amid Aleph at the top of the Amid. This Bechor, Behema, already had a Mum from Erev Yontif. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, you cannot rely on your own vision, on your own determination. It has to be shown to an expert. An expert, a Mumcha, has to rule on it. Yes, this is a proper Mum. And as a result, you're allowed to go and eat from it as if it was Chulin Plus. However, they had not asked the Mumcha on Erev Yontif. Instead, this Bechor, which had a Mum, fell into a bar. And now it's Yontif morning. And I say to myself, oh boy, this Bechor is likely to die in this bar. I would rather extricate the Bechor from the bar, determine whether or not the Mum that it has is in fact a valid Mum, and be able to go and shecht it and eat it now on Yontif. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yerin Mumcha Viera. Let a Mumcha go down, inspect the Bechor down in the bar, and if he determines that this is in fact a Bechor Bal Mum, bring the Bechor out, and as the Mishnah continues on the Amud Aleph, in Yesh Bal Mum, if in fact he says yes, it has a valid Mum. Valid Mum meaning that it is a Mum that will allow for the shechting of this Bechor outside the Beis HaMikdash, like Chulin Plus, then Yalav Yishchait. Go and shecht. V'yimlav lo Yishchait. However, if not, meaning if it doesn't have a Mum, then you can't shecht it. So now there are a couple of points that we have to make before we continue on. It's somewhat ironic that we're talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, if it has a Mum, Yalav Yishchait. You're allowed to go and shecht from it. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is being the maker. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, is being the machmir. That's the next shikul mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kosher ein mum ma'nik of a boy joim. If you couldn't tell that it was a balmum from erev yontif, ein zeman amuchan, you cannot go and use it on yontif. Now, before we look in the Rashi, on a very superficial level, one could think that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon has to do with halacha of Muktzah. But if you're going to learn it like that, then it's been a hapachal. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that always holds the din of Muktzah, and Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din of Muktzah. And therefore, Lechoira, Rabbi Yehuda should be the machmir, Rabbi Shimon should be the mekel. And guess what it says in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, if we discover that it has a Mum, we only discovered it on Yontif. That's fine. Go and shecht it. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a din of Muktzah, because if it has a din of Muktzah, you didn't prepare this in advance before Yontif. You didn't even know before Yontif you'd be able to eat from it, because we hadn't shown it to a Mumcha yet. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, he's usually the one that's very makel in Hilchas Muktzah. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? Kosha ein mum maynik b'bay jayim, if you cannot tell the Mum, ein zemanuchan, then it's not considered to be Mulchan. Meaning, if you didn't know about the Mum yesterday in Erev Yontif, you can't use it. Sounds like Rabbi Shimon saying, since it's not Mulchan, it must be Muktzah. So it's been a hapachal. Rabbi Yehuda that holds it in a Muktzah says over here, as long as it has a Mum, go. No problem. You can use it. Rabbi Shimon that normally holds, there's no din of Muktzah, says, oh no, if you didn't know before Yontif, you can't do it. So Rashi says, obviously that cannot be the Machloikis, because then it would be the reverse of what usually the halach is. And therefore, the reason why Reb Shimon holds that one cannot use it, ein zeh min hamuchan, is not because of hilchas mukza. But rather, Reb Shimon says, making a decision on Shabbos or on Yontif. In our case, we're talking about Yontif, because you want to shecht the animal. Making that decision on Yontif has two possible isurim. Isur number one, says Rashi, it's similar to the inyan of tikkun mana. Remember, we've had before, if a person were to go and be mafresh, trumas and maisris on Yontif, and now take the tevel and make it mutter to eat, oi, tikkun mana, until now I couldn't eat from the tevel, and now I'm being misak in it. Here too, until now I couldn't eat from the bechor. If we go to the mumcha, and the mumcha says, yeah, you can eat from it, he's being misak in it on Yontif. That's one svar that Rashi gives. A second svar that Rashi gives is because it looks like he's don es hadin, meaning that a bezin is not allowed to go to get together on Yontif and start paskening shaylas. And here, the bezin is paskening. Well, it's not really a bezin of three individuals. But nevertheless, this is considered to be a very choshev psak. You can't just go to any hedjoit. It's got to be a mumcha. Mumcha is a real expert. That type of thing, says Rashi, it looks like don es hadin, and therefore that is osur on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda, however, rejects that. He said, no, this is just a shayla halacha that you're asking. No different than any other shayla that you ask the Rav. If the Rav says it's kosher, it's kosher. It's not kosher, it's not kosher. So it's not a case of being matir or being misakin mana. It's not considered to be don es hadin. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, if it had a mum the day before, and just I didn't have a chance to go to the mumcha yet yesterday, and now this morning it fell into the bar, and I want to go to the mumcha now, and the mumcha says, yeah, it was a mum, says Rashi, it's considered to be muchan and not muktza. Why Rashi? Because Rashi says, d'me'esmol daita ilavei. The whole day yesterday, he was thinking to himself, I gotta go to the mumcha. I'm just so busy, you know, it's an hour before Yontif, and I still have to put up the schach, and I still have to do the agat on my lulav, and I have to make sure my esrig is perfect, and then the last couple of minute things I still have to do before Yontif, I just don't have the time. But, if and when I show this to the mumcha tomorrow, and if he says that it's kosher, ha ha, this is the first thing I'm going to go and eat. I've been waiting for this bechor to get a mum now for the last 10 years. Baruch Hashem, I finally got a mum. We'll be able to use it. We're going to have a wonderful suda. So therefore, says Rashi, it's not muktzah. Daite alavei, he thought about it the whole time. Let's look at the first two top Rashis here. And this Rashi is not only going to explain our Mishnah, but also it's going to be a nice hakdama for this whole umud here. So Rashi at the top says, Rabbi Yehuda, im yesh bei mum, if the mumcha determines when you schlep out the animal on Yontif morning from the bar that it has a mum. So Rashi al kocher b'yuda mukta isle. Everybody knows b'yuda holds mukta, and therefore if it's a mum anoyful by Yontif loishari, if it's a brand new mum that occurred this morning on Yontif, never in a million years would Rabbi Yehuda be matir. To lav daiti ilavei miyasmal. Yesterday you didn't even have a half a minute to be able to eat this bechor. After all, this bechor isn't a what we would call a wasting asset. It's an asset that you can hold on to for 5 years, for 10 years, 20 years. It might never ever get a mum, and you still have to go and feed it and hold it and let it prosper and survive. There's nothing you can do with it. You can be mispalled, the bismillah should be rebuilt, so you can bring it for a carbon. But if chas v'shalom the tefillah is not answered affirmatively, and if it doesn't develop a mum, you're stuck. So he didn't have in mind from Esma, and therefore says Rashi, second line, "B'hachi kama b'chor bal mum shleiro lechachem eboyjoyim lahatiroi." It already had a mum from yesterday. For that matter, not only from yesterday, might have had a mum from a week ago or a month ago, but he just didn't have a chance to show it to the chacham. Then off of the bar b'yontiv, and it fell into the bar on Yontiv morning or on Leil Yontiv evening. Then yirin mumcha v'yira mum. The mumcha is allowed to go and decide if it has a mum. Shahoye boy esmoil, not on today's mum, on yesterday's mum. The mum that was there yesterday, in mum kavuahu. If he says, yeah, this is a mum, yala v'yishchot, take it out and shecht it. Why don't I have a problem, mukta? Misham de mukta leka, de mi esmoil daite ilavei. Already erev yontif, he kept on thinking to himself, you know, it's yontif tomorrow, I need meat. This would be an excellent opportunity to go to the mumcha. but he didn't have a chance. What can you do? But died to levay, and therefore it's not mukta. On the other hand, says Reb Shimon, ein zemen amuchan. What did Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah? Kol she'ein mumay nikah bebojoyim. If you didn't know from Erev Yom Tov, no good. Now the lashon ein zemen amuchan sounds like it's mukta. But it's not mukta. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a mukta. Says Rashi, la mishum mukta asalei. To lasle mukta. Elafisha matira biyontif. If a chochem is matir this bechor on yontif, there are two problems. Number one, nirakim asaknoi. It looks like a tikkun mona issue. And you notice there's a gimel, which takes us to Masoretus Hashas. Oy dehavale, back to Rashi, oy dehavale kidon din, it's like being done a din Torah, the gozer b'mishum shvus, that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif. V'halkik Amran, therefore says, Reb Shimon, ein hatarosi heter, v'ein amuchon li hechsher, even if a mumcha goes in and says, yo, she's kosher, no good. Ein zemen amuchon, you cannot go and use it. And the Gemara is going to develop these thoughts in much great detail. Zok the Gemara, the Ma'akam Iflagi. What's the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda that says the mumcha can go and check it out? And Rabbi Shimon says, you cannot check it out. What's the machlokes? Is the machlokes about generally the halacha whether a mumcha is allowed to paskin a mum on yontiv for the two reasons that Rashi gave? Either because it looks like tikkun monam, or it's because it's like don es hadin. If that's the case, and kamifli, the mutis of a roin mum beyontiv, a mumcha is allowed to paskin shilas mum and yontiv. Reb Shimon sover, ain roin mum beyontiv. If that's the machloikis, flifligu, the roin mum and the alma. Why does the Mishnah have to give us such a dramatic case about a bechor shenofa lebar? Let it just talk about in general. Let the Mishnah say, if I have a bechor which I suspect has a valid mum, says Rabbi Yehuda, show it to the mumcha yontif and eat it. Adam Shimon says, no, you cannot show it because of the fact that it's tikkun mana or it's dones adin. What do we have to talk about bechor shenofa lebar? Everything more, I'll tell you why. We wanted to go and tell us yet a second din. Our Mishnah not only argues on the halacha of Royim Mum Biyantif, for sure, but it wanted to tell us Milta Agav Orche Kamashmul and another halacha. That what? The Bechor Shinofel Abar, it's Trichalei. What happens if you have a Bechor that folds into a bar? So Kadaitachem in Mishim Tzar Balechayim La'arim Velaskei. I might think that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Bechor fell into the bar, maybe I should go and larim. Larim means make ashtikl harama. What means ashtikl harama? I don't even need to go and send the mumcha down into the bar. Rather, I say, Nebuch, this animal is suffering. And therefore, let's allow, based on a harama, to get the animal out of the bar, and we'll show a mumcha, we'll show the animal to a mumcha after it comes out of the bar. And probably the mumcha will say that it's a kosher a mum. I'm pretty sure. I feel very confident and make such a rama. And we'll ask in this way, we will save the bechor from possible death. And where did we find such a sort of harama? Rabbi Yeshua. Now, where's this Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Yeshua is a Gemara in Masech. We're going to have it later on Daf Lamed Zayin. We also had it back in Masech to Shabbos. What happens if a person had two animals that fell into a bar? Oyisay v'yespenoi v'yoy mechad. Now, as we know, oyisay v'yespenoi lo yisishchatu v'yoy mechad. You're not allowed to go and check them. So you had a mother and a baby animal both falling into the bar. And l'choyre mitzad adin, you can only save one of them, because only one of them can you shech today. You cannot shech today both. So what are you going to do? So the Pashat Allah is, take out whichever one you want to go and shech, schlep it out, shech it, and the other one stays in the bar. It might die overnight. What can you do? It's mukta. I can't use it. You're stuck. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you know what? Because of Tzar Bala Chaim, we're going to allow for harama. What's the harama? First, we're going to go and pick out, we're going to say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which one of the two do I think looks the best for yontif? The one there on the right. Let's call that the mommy animal. We schlep out the mommy animal, and then the the Bala boss looks at it and says, you know what? This is kind of scrawny. It doesn't really look so like real healthy meat. It looks like it's a little thin. You know what? Let's go and take out the second animal. That looks like it's fuller and looks more gishmak, and it's going to be the Kovid Yontif and an Oinig Yontif. And then they schlep out the second one. After they take out the second one, they said, oh boy, did I make a mistake. The first one looks much better than the second one. And therefore, what Rabbi Shua has done through this harama is been able to go and save both animals. And it couldn't Rabbi Shua, now you can go and shecht either one. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi is a couple of lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, where Rashi says, La'arim, I would have thought, make harama loimer, va'adiyim tzabaymum, go and pull out the animal, regardless, even before showing it to a mumcha. Let the mumcha wait outside of the bar, and go and bring up the animal like Rabbi Yeshua. The Alma of the Perek Mashin, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Oises v'noi shenoflu lebar, ma'aleh sarishan al mashchit, go and take out one of the two for the purpose of shechting, v'aimishoichet, and then he said, doesn't look so good. V'choizu ma'aleh sasheini, and then he says, I prefer the second one. And then, ratzezeh shoichet, so based on this harama, Rabbi Yeshua is able to save both animals. So I would have thought the same thing applies over here, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, you don't have to have the mumcha go down to check it out. Rather, bring it up, and let's go and ask the mumcha to check it out. I'm sure the mumcha is going to go and say that it's a valid mum, we'll be able to shecht it. Kamash Mulan, that's why the Mishnah says, no, you got to send the mumcha down. No haramis, we do not hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Freiti Marit. If that's really what the Mishnah is trying to, that's the thrust of this additional halach of the Mishnah, then why does it say on the top line, and if it doesn't have a proper mum, lo yishchait, then don't shecht it. After all, for purposes of consistency and style, we already said him yesh by mum, yalav yishchait. The Chayyim should say v'im lav, lo yalav yishchait. But it's more than just consistency and style. The Gemara's kasha is that if the thrust of this additional halacha in the Mishnah is to tell you not like Rabbi Yeshua, not to allow for harama, then the Mishnah should go and say, if the mumcha goes down, determines that there's a mum, bring it up. V'im lav, if the mumcha didn't go down, and you want to go and bring it up, based on this harama, we'll probably find the mum. Let's save the animal, tzav alachayim. Lo yalav yishchet. No, you're not allowed to do that. If the mumcha doesn't go down to check it out, forget about it. Leave it downstairs. Don't bring it up from the bar. So the chayra, if that's the source, say lo yalav. Don't bring it up. Shouldn't say lo yishchet. Everyone leitzricha di avar the askei. Amish is talking about that the person was over and he brought it up anyway. In other words, you're supposed to have the mumcha go down. You're not supposed to bring it up without the mumcha. And he brought it up anyway. And now, I would think once you brought it out of the bar, you schlepped it out of the bar, go and shecht it. So the Mishnah, kamash mulan. That's why the Mishnah says, vim lav. And if you didn't send the mumcha down, but rather you schlepped it out of the bar against the halacha, says the Mishnah, lo yishchait, and don't shecht it. Frank the Gemara, you're telling me, so kadai techamin, I would have thought you should go and shecht it. Lishchate hatamhu. If the mumcha has not pronounced this animal to be a balmum, then you assume it goes on its old chazaka that it's had since birth, that it's a tam. It's a time, of course, lo yishchay. I don't understand what the Mishnah is saying now. We started off. Send the mumcha down to check it out. If the mumcha says there's a mum, then bring it up. Vim lav. If you didn't ask the mumcha, you schlepped it up on your own. Based on the harama, it'll probably be fine. And then guess what? You discover that it's not so fine. So I might have thought, shecht it. What do you mean you're going to shecht it? It's a chatam. Avadi can shecht it. So what's the Mishnah saying? Lo yishchait. So when leitzricha denofa b'mumma, it's talking about a brand new mum fell onto this behema as a result of the fall into the bar. and now the animal has two mumin. It has the old mum miboyjoim from Erev Yontif, and it has a brand new mum from its fall. Says the Mishnah, even if you discover that now it has a brand new mum, it broke a leg, it broke its teeth, it broke its nose, it broke its toes, whatever it was, a permanent mum kavua, that now, for sure, it's a mum, and therefore I might think, oh, now I can certainly shecht it. No, no, no. Pilav lo yishchoit. Still, if you didn't go and determine that it was a bal mum down below, but you schlepped it up, and now you see that it has a brand new mum from today, you can't go and shecht. Frank Timora, that doesn't make sense. We're talking Alibed Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, of course you cannot go and shecht it. It's pshita, v'muktzahu, it's doch muktzah, like Rashi said on the top line. Ubemom hanoifel by bayointev leishari, the lav dati levei meyasma. You're talking about a brand new mum. A brand new mum is garnished. It remains muktzah. So what's the Mishnah telling us, lo yishchait? Zok Yimara Ella the Nofel Bay Mum Oiva Meir of Yontif. There was a mum oiva from yesterday. Vahash the Havale Mum Kavua. And today, when I'm schlepping, when the behema fell into the bar, that aggravated the mum oiver, and it became now a mum kavua. And therefore, I would think about the same, the daiti lavei, the nishchate, since already yesterday, he was thinking about this animal, and hoping, and praying, that based on the mum, he'll be able to go and eat it. Says the Gemara, no, why not, kamash bulon? Since yesterday was still a mum oiver, and since according to Yehuda, with a mum oiver, you cannot go and shecht it, even though today that mum oiver has grown, and it's become now a mum kavua, it makes no difference. If it was a mum oiver yesterday, lav daite alei, and therefore it's mukta, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. So therefore, according to this final pshat in the Mishnah, we're talking about a situation where the mumcha went down. If he goes down and he finds that there's a mum, it's a mum kavua from yesterday, yala v'yishchait, bring it up, shecht it, no problem, givaldik. The amlav, what happens if they didn't send the mumcha down, but they schlept this v'choir out of the boy, and they discover that the old mum from yesterday has now mushroomed, and it's become today a mum kavua, I might think, okay, it was a mum over yesterday. It's now a mum kavua today. The fall into the bar aggravated the break or the mum, and now it's a mum kavua. So kadaita chamin as a result. Okay, so daiti levei, he was already thinking about it yesterday, and I should be able to go and shecht it today. Kamash malan. Since as of yesterday it was still a mum oiver, and therefore it was osur to eat as chulin, you have no choice. You cannot go and shecht it today. Period. Lo yishchait. And that's the end of the discussion regarding the machloikis in our Mishnah. But we're going to come back to this discussion momentarily, and we're going to start a brand new braisa, and as you'll see, we're going to come back shortly to the Mishnah. Tana Rabban, b'chor tam shenofel bar. Oh, this is already a brand new case, because as Rashi explained the case of the Mishnah, when the animal fell into the bar, it was already a b'chor bal mum, but it wasn't a verified, authenticated, validated mum in our Mishnah. And that was the whole discussion. Should we allow the mumcha to go down? Should we not allow the mumcha to go down? But that's talking about that it was a b'char bal mum. Here the Bryce told that it was a b'char tam shenofel bar. It fell into the bar on Yontif. What do we do now? Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi Oime. This is the famous Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi says, Yered mumcha b'yira im yesh poi mum yale b'yishchot. Bimlav lo yishchait. Says Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, let a mumcha go down and check it out. If it has a mum, good. Bring it up and shecht. If not, don't shecht. What do I see from Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? Explains Rashi that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. And then Rashi tells us, for those of us that have forgotten, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana in our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. It's never Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rather, who is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah? Barry, what's the name of a stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah?
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandfather.
100%. If I said Nasi, it's my apology. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi speaking, not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Thank you.
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is Stam Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah.
Exactly right. And in case anybody wants proof of that, we have Rashi over here that says that expressly. If you look at the Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rashi is about 10, 12 lines into the middle wide lines. It's in the middle of the line. It's in not in bold font. It's regular font. See, after two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who Rabbi? V'lavayin Rabbi Yehuda the Masisin. It's time Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, think to yourself, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Same thing, by the way, when you see Stam Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, like we had in our Mishnah, it's Reb Shimon Bar
Yochai.
Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's important because we're going to have now two similar sounding names. We should not get confused. So Rashi points out that this Reb Yehuda Hanasi disagrees with Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah, in which respect the Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah holds the din of Muktzah. And that's why when the Bechor fell in our Mishnah, Rashi said at the top of the Yomid, it's talking about Bechor Balmum Shenofal Libor, that it was already a Balmum from Erev Yontif. Because if it was only a Mum today on Yontif as a result of falling into the bar, guess what? It's Muktzah! Because from Erev Yontif, I never had a half a minute to eat from this Bechor. It was a Bechor Tam. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh both agree unanimously to Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, Legabi Hilchis Muktzah, that we do not hold the din of Muktzah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, if the Bechor Tam fell into the bar, and I'm looking into the bar and I see that this animal really took a bang, and it looks like two forelegs are broken, and the nose is broken, and the lips are split, and there's a problem with the ears, and the tail, and the hearing, and the whatever. And therefore you call a mumka to look at it, and yesh by mum, yalav yishchayt, schlep it out, and you inshecht it immediately. No din a mukta. Vimlav, however, if there is no mum, then lo yishchayt. You can't go inshecht. Omele Reb Shimon Menasseh. Again, this is not Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, which was Reb Shimon Bar Yechayt. Hari Amru, Ein Roi Mumma B'Yomtiv. Don't you remember from the discussion at the top of the Amid? Reb Shimon says, Ein Roi Mumma B'Yomtiv. So Reb Shimon ben Manasseh goes and follows his namesake, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Just like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said that Ein Roi Mumma B'Yomtiv, and we already said two reasons for that. Either because it looks like Tikkun Mona, or because it's like Don Es Hadin. Either of those reasons are solid reasons. You cannot check Mum B'Yontif. So you cannot send down the Mumcha. You could send him down, but there's nothing he can do. Because even if it's a Mum, he may not go and paskin the Halacha today. Now from here, from Ketzad, Reb Shimon Menasseh is going to take Reb Shimon of our Mishnah and split Reb Shimon into three Halachos. And the Gemara is going to discuss those three halachas in some detail on the Amud Beis. And therefore, says Reb Shimon Menasseh, I'm explaining to you the halacha of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Ketzad, noilad by mum mi erev yontif. If it had a mum already from erev yontif, ein mavakan oisem yontif. You cannot go and do a bikur on yontif. Why can you not? That's Reb Shimon lishitasei. Ein royin mumin biyontif. Period. What happens if you did not obey? You did not listen. And you sent a mumcha to go and check it out. And he checked it out on Yontif. What's the halacha now? Says Rashi, b'diyeved, it would be okay. You would be able to go and shecht it and be able to eat from it. Why? Didn't you say that you cannot go and paskin on Yontif because it's doimetu, either being metakin mona or donas hadin? Says Rashi, that's all lechatchila. But b'diyevin, if you did it, it's okay. If the mumcha says it's a good mum, it works. Look at the last two lines of the Rashi down below. Noilid boi mum me erev yontif. Two lines. Reb Shimon Menasseh mefarish milta Reb Shimon Yechai. Reb Shimon Menasseh is explaining Reb Shimon Yechai of our Mishnah. Talking about. Hariyom Reb Shimon Yechai. ein royin mumin. What does that mean? Keitzad. Noilid by mum erev yontif. It already had a mum from erev yontif. Ein mavakan oisel lechatchila on yontif. Avol im ovar ubakroi. What happens if he was oiver and the mumcha did check it out? Shoichtoi. It's good. Why? Donas adin. Metakin mana. Says Rashi, Shari, ain't a mesakin kokach. Shekorev hoye ben ashmosh is liyos mesukin. Shloy hoye mechusse elon yes chacham. The truth of the matter is, the bain was already kosher yesterday. However, the mumcha did not make his declaration. The mumcha didn't even see it yesterday. But had the mumcha seen it yesterday, he undoubtedly would have said, yes, you can go and eat from it. So I should have shown it to him. I should not have waited till Yontif. It's a problem of Donas Adin. It's a problem of Tikkun Mana. Abibidiyavad, says Reb Shimon, it works. This is what Reb Shimon Manasya is saying in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's halacha number one. And by the way, what Rashi just said now, the Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis in about 10 lines, Beferish, just like Rashi said, that Bidiyavad, in the case of Noilid by Mummi Erev Yontif, Kusha. Let's go to the next case. Noilid by Mum Biyontif. Oh, the Mum happened on Yontif. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ein Zem Min HaMuchan. No good. And here we have Rashi. We are blessed with Rashi on both sides of the Amud. There are no Tosis in on this Amud base. And notice the top Rashi on the right-hand margin. That if it was Noilid by Mum Biyontif, B'zuhay Reb Shimon Yichai Oimer, Ein Zem Min HaMuchan Vafilo Avro Bakrei, Lo yishchoit shukim esakno the gamri. It's like a brand new tikkun today, because yesterday it was a normal b'chor tam. It only became bal mum today, and you are the mumcha, and you're saying, yeah, it's kosher, it's a valid mum. That's like a brand new major tikkun today. No good. So therefore, the difference between case one and case two is, case one is talking about an erev yontif b'diyevet if the mumcha paskin on yontif. Mutter lishchait. While in the second case, where the mum only occurred today on Yontif, even b'diavad, if the mumcha says yos a good to mum, ain lishchait, you cannot go and shecht. That's halacha number two. The final halacha is v'shovin. V'shovin means that there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Shem noilet hu umumay imay. Wow, on Yontif itself, brand new birth. With its mum at the same time, shezem min ha-muchan, that this is considered to be muchan. It's considered to be muchan. If you look at the next Rashi, v'shovin, al-bazor yomoydim cholkin shalafaneinu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, shem noyver hayoim umumay imoy, shezem min ha-muchan, she'ein bezem mishum tikun, there is no din of tikun over here, umishum din sholeho yisaboy cheskas isamei oylam. In other words, it never had a chazakah of being a b'chor tam. As soon as it was born, it already had a cheskas heter for chulin plus. But Rashi adds, ukirmuki lo lekamon, like we're going to see later on towards the bottom of the yomid, going to yasvi daini hasam. When the animal was born with its mum, the dayanim were there on the spot and they said, miracle of miracles, this animal has come out, it's a b'chor, and we see already it has a congenital blemish, it's a balmum, and therefore from the first moment it had a cheskas heter to the kahanim to eat as chulin plus outside the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, I'm sure some of you are thinking, doesn't it say in the pasuk that you have to wait until the eighth day? In fact, we're going to, well, not going to lay it, we're going to lay it, not this Yom Tov, but other Yom Tov. Shorei chesav v'yeiz ki yevoleid, for yeshivas yomim tachas imoy, or miyoy mashmini, yerotze lekarbon isha l'Hashem.
That's carbon.
Ah, shkoyach, Brother Shai. If, in fact, this would be a b'chor tam that was born today, and the Beis HaMikdash were standing, you couldn't bring it today. But because you cannot bring it for a carbon, because it was born as a b'chor umumoy imoy, so therefore you're not bringing it for a carbon. You're just shechting for chulin. Shechting for chulin, there is no day, 8 day limitation on chulin. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So, Vishov.
Why isn't this a Muksa case of Nola?
Very good. So, Rashi says, it's talking about that he knew that the animal is about to give birth. After all, the doctors of the veterinarians all say you're going to have a birth tomorrow. Well, he was looking forward to it, so therefore it wasn't a muktzah because it was menamuchan. He was expecting it. So died to ilavei from yesterday. There's another svara as well, as the Gemara is going to say.
Why isn't egg muktzah then?
What say? Don't get nervous. There's a second reason the Gemara is going to give shortly, because it's ne'achal al yidei imoy, meaning that what happens if you would shecht the mother, and the mother was not a bechor, by definition it's a nekeva, and you shechted it inside, you're going to go and find the baby. Since it's nechel al yidei imoy, it was never muktzah in the first place. The mother's going to go and bring that svar again a little bit further down on the amt. If you're asking now what's the difference between shechting a tiny goylis and finding the beya inside, or the beya already being laid from before, we discussed that back in Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, and the Gemara said that if it was born on its own, or laid on its own on Yom Tov, as opposed to finding it inside the Behema, then there's a Svara of, according to Rabbah, that it was Mukhan the day before. That means from Shabbos to Yom Tov. It's talking about the Yom Tov fell out on Sunday. You have, what's Barry, you're not happy?
Yeah, we're not talking about a Bekukua, we're talking about this alive person. So I understand if you're talking about Bekukua, it's like an egg inside the head.
Right.
You're not talking about them before. You're talking about a live birth of a bound moon core.
Right.
It's like an egg being laid. It's a parallel. It's 100%. So we're not talking about it. You can't sidestep it that way.
I don't. If you'd be so kind, there's a Gemara starts Lim Mesayle. Exactly where that is. It's about three quarters down the Amud. The line begins. Ein muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. Do you have that line? Ein muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. And then, Barry, did you find it? Then the Gemara continues. Lei mesai, lei v'sham shenoy lim luma imoy shezem en amulchon. V'b'chor meikor ha'v'chozi agav imei. When the b'chor was originally still in its mommy's womb, it was chozi agav imei. Since you could have shechted the mommy, then, and therefore the baby inside would be, as you call it, a ben pekua, it would have been mutter. Why don't we wait until we get to that discussion down below? But getting back to our Gemara up above. So our Gemara is saying now, Rishon, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that if it was noted who mumi imay shezem and amuchan, and therefore you have the dayanim deciding on the spot that it's kosher, it's a valid mum, and you can go and use it today on Yom Tov. Now on this third halacha, we're going to have a dispute. The dispute is going to be when it says shezem en amuchan. Does that mean that lechatchila you're allowed to go and shecht it? Or does that mean b'diavad? If you shechted it, then you can go and eat from it, because after all, the mumchim said that this is a valid mum. It doesn't say clearly. Remember, we have three halachas altogether. Halacha number one was that if it was from Erev Yom Tov, the mumcha shouldn't check it out. But b'diavad, if he checked it out, mutter. According to the second halacha was, it got a mum on Yom Tov itself. Even if a mumcha came b'diavad and checked it out and he said it's a good mum, you cannot rely on that, you cannot eat it, because it's like a tikkun mana. And now the third halacha was, b'sham v'shem noyderu mum imoy, that it's a good, the mumcha's decision is a valid decision. Now, is that a lechatchila dikadin? In other words, the bechor was born today, mumma imoy, and the mumchim are there. We say to them, lechatchila, yes, please paskin for us. Can we go and shecht it? And shecht it. Or, when it says shezem min amuchan, that means that just in case the mumcha paskin, yes, it's a full-fledged valid mum, and we shechted it, then it's mutal achila. Now on that point is the machloikis. Dorish Rabba Bar Rav Huna. This third case of noyder hu umuma imoy, says Rabba Rav Huna, mevakan ois beyond the lechat chila. You can call the mumcha down. Actually, the mumcha was there already, like Rashi said. He witnessed the birth. And say to him, my good, or it could be that there were other dayanim there. It wasn't the mumcha that was there. But the point is that the mumcha is allowed to decide lechat chila. Yes, it's a kosher mum, valid mum, and you go and shecht it today. Omle Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said back to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Abba Tani, father said. Now it's not clear who the Abba is. Rashi just says that it was Abba Shaloi. Where's the Rashi? The Rashi. Abba Tani. It's on the right-hand margin, the third narrow line. Abba Tani al-Oviv Kamar. He said it about his father. So, about his father could mean that Rav Nachman is saying in the name of his own father, or Rav Nachman could be saying to Rabbi Rav Huna, your father Rav Huna said. Regardless, what did he say? Tani, im over ubikroi mevukar, that in this third case, if a mumcha said, yes, it's a valid mum, good kipaskint, and you can go and check, but that certainly sounds a lushan of bidiyavit, im over ubikroi mevukar. So says Rav Nachman, the at amris mevakun oislichat chila, how can you say that? Either my father or your father said, no, it's only bidiyavit, and you're saying even lichat chila. This is how Rav Nachman responded to Rabbi Rav Huna. So Amar Abaye, so Abaye came to the defense of Rabbi Rav Huna, and he said, Kabosi Rabbi Rav Huna Mistabra, he's right that you can go and shech to the Chatchila. What's the right? Miriktani Tlos Abavi, because we had three cases. Remember, we went through the three cases, and the Gemara goes over them again. Case number one, Noilid by Mum Erev Yontif. If it had a Mum from Erev Yontif, Ein Mavakan Oise Biyontif Lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevaker it and send it to the mumcha to check it out. Lechatchila, lechatchila, who deloy? Lechatchila, you're not allowed to. Ain mevaker it. Hadiyevit shaper dami, but diyevit, it's okay. So that's case one. Noilid by mum, which is case two. Noilid by mum be yont. If Reb Shimon Oymer ain zemen amucha, that for the diyevit nami loy. That even the diyevit, if a mumcha says it's a valid mum, you cannot rely on that and you cannot shecht. Those were the two cases. And now we get to case number three. V'shavim shem noilad hu umumi imay. The Bach has the word hu. Shem noilad hu umumi imay. Shezemin amuchan. So that shezemin amuchan sounds like tafila lechatchila nami. That even lechatchila it's okay. Now where does it sound like from the words shezemin amuchan tafila lechatchila nami? You could perhaps say that the words minamuchan sounds like it's ready, willing, and able. So it sounds like it's lechatchila. But Rashi says more than that. Because Rashi says we have three separate cases over here. Remember, the first case was, noilad me'erev yontif, don't be mevaka lechatchila, but b'diyevit it's okay. The second one was, that even if you were mevaka b'diyevit, it's no good. Now this third case, we're saying, according to what Rav Nachman was saying, in the name of somebody's father, that what? That it's only kosher b'diyeved. He's saying, if it's only kosher b'diyeved, then why didn't the Tana, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, when he listed the three cases, he could have combined case one and case three. Now what did we say in case one? Case one, it had a mum from Erev Yontif. What's the din if it had mum from Erev Yontif? Ein mevakren oisa lechatchila, but b'diyeved it's okay. Now that's what you're saying is a pshat in the third case as well. That if you had noilet hu umumai imai, what does Rav Nachman want to say? That b'diyeved lechatchila don't show it to a mumcha. It's yomtiv. B'diyeved if he showed it to a mumcha, it's kosher. If he said that it's a valid mum, you can go and check it today. Now that's like the first case. The first case is the same thing. That if it had a mum already from yesterday, and lechatchila don't show it to mumcha, if a mumcha saw it and he said that it's kosher, it's a valid mum, you can check it. So combine case one and case three together. By the fact that the case one and case three are separate, sounds like the case three is saying that even lechatchila, you're allowed to go and check this bechor that was born today, umumoy imay. That was the rai that Abaye tried to bring to support Rabba Rav Huna. However, the Gemara disagrees with Abaye, and the Gemara disagrees with Rabba Rav Huna, v'haki osa Rav Oishia, osa v'aisa masisa biyodei. Whenever you hear Rav Oishia, like Rav Chia or Rav Oishia bringing a brisa, you know that there's a very great likelihood that this is the halacha, because Rav Chia and Rav Oishia were considered to be real, authenticated, and authentic brises. Other brises were not considered to be, to have that same level of authenticity. And therefore, when Rav Oishia came and he brought a brisa with him, and he said, Bein shenoyled boy mum me erev yontif. Ubein shenoyled boy mum beyontif. In other words, he is combining cases one and case two. What is he saying? Chachamim oimrim. The chum that we're referring to, of course, is Reb Shimon. And we're giving him the name Chachamim. Ein ze menamuchan. Ein ze menamuchan means no good. Now, what means no good? Afilu b'diavad. You see Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, on the right-hand margin. Chachamim oimrim ein ze menamuchan. Afilu b'diavad. And obviously, for Reb Shimon, he, this Chacham is obviously Reb Shimon. The Shemina lay ain royin mumen. Ah, so now, vos is. So let's finish off the Rashi. V'chim devan noch tarti, irei v'toni luhu. Since I see Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon ben Asya, the name of Reb Shimon, or the Reb Oishi in the name of Reb Shimon, combines the two cases together, and he says that both cases, even b'dievet ain zemen amuchan, iklameimar, to know that who umumai imai deshori diavad ka'amar kirav Nachman. Ah, so that makes a lot of sense that the first two cases don't show it to a mumcha. Both whether it was noyled me'erev yontif or was noyled by beyontif, and if you showed it to a mumcha and he said that it's a valid mum, forget about it, ignore it. You cannot shecht based on that psak, because the mumcha is over on tikkun mana, or he's done es hadin. No good. However, if it was born, then the diavet it works. Not like you just said now, it doesn't work like chachil or diavet. Here, the diavet it works. And if that's the case, this brisa then would shtim, would be in accordance with what Rav Nachman said at the top, that we're only talking about the diavetim over ubikroi mevukar. And this would be a nice contrast. The first two cases of Philip the Yevit is no good. The third case of the Bechor, Shenoyvet, who, Muma Imai, yeah, but the Yevit it is good, which is like Rav Nachman. Zokti Yimara, Belakasha Hachahi, Belakasha Hach, what do we do with that first Brisa? The Brisa that we just went through that said the three cases, and we said that from that Brisa's Mashma, that Noyled, Bechor, Umumai, Ima, you're allowed to go and shecht even Lechav Chila. Because if not, we could have combined cases 1 and case 3. So what do we do with that Brisa? Says the Gemara, that Brisa is not authoritative. You know why? Hachahi was Hahi, Adbar Uchmihi. That was a Brisa that was collected, that was organized by Adbar Uchmi, who obviously was a very great Tana or Amoira. However, the Mishabish Vitani, Rashi says, Mishakeach Umishabish Vitani. Unfortunately, from time to time, he would forget the details. Yes, he brought the halachas as he remembered them, but unfortunately, as a result of Shikha, he made a mistake. And what was his mistake? That in fact, it's not three separate cases like the Brisa said, there are really only two cases, because the first two cases are one and the same. Say if the mum was there from Erev Yontif, say if the mum was there from Yontif, you're not allowed to go and check Ayyidei Mumcha, and even if you checked Ayyidei Mumcha, b'diavad, einam min amuchan, no good. But the third case, which is on its own, that noilad hu umumai imai, then again don't show it to the mumcha, b'diavad if you did, it is a valid psak, and b'diavad you'd be able to go and shecht. Omer Nachman b'Yitzchak, Masisa Nami Daika. Now the Gemara doesn't say, but perhaps this is the same Rav Nachman that we had before, and there are a couple of toises in throughout Shas, that when it says Stam Rav Nachman, whether it means Rabbi Nachman bar Yankiv, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, other Rav Nachmans, because there are a number of Rav Nachmans that are cited in Shas from time to time. But this Rav Nachman Yitzchak is clearly in accordance with Rav Nachman that we had on line 4 at the top of the Amid, that Rav Nachman said in the case of the Mechor, Shenoyder, Umumai Imai, that you can only rely on the Mumcha B'diyeved, but not Lichatchila. So said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I'll bring you right from our Mishnah, Masisa Nami Daika Diktoni, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kol she'ein mum nikam erev yontif. If there's no mum from erev yontif, ein zemin amuchan. Now, Freik Timora, let's analyze the words of Reb Shimon. My ein mumay nikker. What does that mean that there was no mum nikker from Erev Yantim? Ilema she ein mumay nikker klal. You couldn't even make out any mum. In other words, it was basically a tam. Reb Shita. Tzricha lameimar. Do I have to go and say that if I didn't see any mum at all from Erev Yontif, that Reb Shimon is now responding to Reb Yehuda and says if there was no mum nikker, oh, no good? Of course, Reb Yehuda holds that as well, as Rashi points out. That's Reb Yehuda's mantra that Reb Yehuda keeps on saying. If it's mukta, you cannot go and eat from it. So says Reb Shimon to Reb Yehuda. Yeah, by the way, if there was no mum at all from Erev Yontif, then you can't have the mumcha look at it, and you can't eat from it, you can't shecht it. Says Reb Yehuda, what are you telling me? Of course, if there was no mum at all from Erev Yontif. Stach mukta, what is it to talk about? So that's what the Mishnah means. It's talking about that it had a mum from Erev Yontif, but just no one determined yet. There was no chochem or mumcha that decided whether or not it's a mum kavua or mum oiver. And what does Reb Shimon say about that? If you cannot tell for sure whether this is a mum kavua or not from Erev Yontif, ein zemen amuchan. Ketanim yes, ein zemen amuchan. Then what does that mean, ein zemen amuchan? Ein zemen amuchan means you're stuck. You cannot go and shecht it. That means you can't even shecht it b'diavad. And therefore, when the Braisa says now, v'shav, and both of them agree, and know that hu umumay imay shezem min hamuchan. So it's not like the ein min hamuchan of the Mishnah that says b'diavad no good. So we have Taka Raya from the Lashon HaMishnah that in this third case of Bechor Shenoded Umumay Imay, that Lechatchila don't show it to a Mumcha on Yontif. But if a Mumcha did see it and did Paskin on Yontif, then B'diyavid, you can rely on that Psak and Shecht it today on Yontif. And with this, we've concluded this discussion, but we're going to come back to the Noilet Umuma Imay in another couple of lines. So we start off something that on the surface sounds brand new. Boy Minei. Now this is not Hillel Meirava. Hillel, as we know, was a Tana. Rava, of course, was an Amoira. Rava, Hillel and Rava never met. And that's why the Bach says, insert the word Rav, Rav Hillel. And the Bach also changes Rava to Rava. So we're talking about Amoiraim. We're not talking about a hybrid of Tanoim and Amiroim. So Rav Hillel asked Rav or Rabba, Yesh Mukta l'chatzi Shabbos or Ein Mukta l'chatzi Shabbos? Is there such a concept of Mukta only for part of Shabbos? Now, what does that mean? So to my Hechidami, explain to me what you have in mind. Idi achsi ben hashmoshes, achsi. Idi loy achsi, loy achsi. Now there's a famous concept, which the Gemara is going to explore in more detail in another couple of blat, which is called Migud is katzoi lebein hashmoshes is katzoi lekula yoyna, which means if something was mukta at the onset of Shabbos, then it remains mukta for the entire Shabbos. And if that's the case, Freitimara, what was the case over here? That's a halb Shabbos. Iach lebein hashmoshes. If Friday night it was totally mutter, there was no mukta involved. So achsi, then it's mutter the whole Shabbos. Either loyachsi, if at Friday night when Shabbos began it was mukta, then loyachsi, then it remains mukta the whole Shabbos. So tell me what you're talking about. At the outset of Shabbos, it was mutter. Middle of Shabbos, it became nidcha. Afterwards, on Shabbos itself, it became mutter again. What type of case is that? So Rashi says, and we're going to talk about this type of situation in another few lines, that you started off Shabbos with peiros on top of your roof. Why did people put peiros on top of their roofs? For two reasons. Main reason is to dry out, because they didn't have refrigeration like we have today. So very few people had fresh fruits. Rather, as the fruits were harvested, they put it, either they left them in the fields, but then they'd have to worry about kanovim or klovim, animals, whatever. So they would go and put it on top of their roof and let it dry out, and then they would have sun-dried raisins or sun-dried dates or sun-dried figs, whatever the case may be. Now, at the time when you put these things on your roof to dry out, Rashi tells us, initially, as a result of the fact that you're letting it sit out outside and there's no refrigeration, initially it begins to spoil. And therefore, initially they are not edible. However, if you leave them longer until they dry out properly, then they become edible once again. So, our Gemara is saying that the case L'Choyr is talking about, that on Friday night you had inspected the, let's talk about raisins for instance, right? You had originally put grapes on the roof, and you did it already a week ago, a month ago, whatever it was, and now Friday before Lechtzin, before Hadlokas Neiris, it went up to the roof, yes, they are dry, and therefore you had every intention of eating them, and they are muzman, muchan, they are not muktzah. And then Ma'osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, overnight it rained, and it spoiled the raisins, unfortunately. They are no longer dry, they're no longer sun-dried, they are now moist and wet, and as a result, says Rashi, they even blew up a little bit. In other words, they began to swell. And when you eat dried raisins that begin to swell, it doesn't taste swell. It tastes pretty lousy. So therefore, during that period of time, it was nipcha. Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. After the rain, the sun came out, and there was a nice strong sun for the next hour or two, and it returned it to its edible state that it was initially. Ah, so that's the case that the Gemara is asking about. Zok Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara Nachama. Lo Yitzricha di Achsi, initially at the beginning of Shabbos, at the time of Bein HaShemashes, it was roy to eat because the fruits were dried out. V'hoder Ibchi, and then after that they became Nidcha. How do they become nidcha? Rashi says because of rain. And now they're swollen. You can't eat them. But later on it became roy to eat again. It's mine. Do you say that because of that hour or two or 5 hours at the time that the dried fruits swelled up and they were not edible, now they become muktza for the rest of Shabbos? And you cannot eat it even after they become sun-dried once again. Because it's muktza l'chatzi Shabbos. Part of Shabbos was muktza. Amaleis, he tells him, yesh muktzah. You know what? By the fact that it was muktzah for those couple of hours, during the time that the peiros swelled up, they remain usur for the entire remainder of Shabbos. Fekimor Eisvei. Let's go back to the case of our braisa. B'shav v'nshim noilat umumayimoy. What happens if the animal was born with a mum on it, a congenital blemish, shezem in a muchan, then you can have the mumcha look at it. We had a machloikis before, the chatchilo or bidiyavit, but if the mumcha looks at it, and he says it's kosher, it's valid, you can go and check. This is the point that we were looking at about half an hour ago together with Barry and Brother Shai. That what? That this bechor, before it was born, when it was still in its mommy's womb, it was chozi agavimei. If you would have shechted the mommy, you could have eaten the mommy, you could have eaten the bechor inside, because it was a ben pekua. Isyaladle. Now when it's born, itchile. You cannot eat from it because I don't know whether you can eat from it or not. It's a bechor. And then, achsi lechachem, when we quickly call the chachem, hey chachem, come take a look at it. Guess what? Ishtrilei. Now he's being matir at b'diyevet. The chachali and now they send the chacham. But if the chacham comes, it becomes mutter. So what happens? So you started off Shabbos where it was achsi, meaning that it was mutter. Then during Shabbos the baby was born and it has a cheskes tam, and therefore it's asur. Therefore it's muktza during that period of time. Not only it's muktza, it's asur to go and eat from. And then the chacham came and said, no, it's mutalach, mutalach, it's a good mum. So isn't that a case of mukta l'chati? Yeah, what's next?
Why? Because there it was just Magali Milsta and the Mafreya that it really was born with the mum. That it never was nitcha.
But during that period of time, were you able to eat from it until the mumka came?
No, but now that he came, we know the Mafreya was all along.
So you're saying that the parallel is not such a strong parallel. I hear your kasha, but the Gemara gives a different answer, so therefore the whole thing falls away. So Omar Abayi b'Simra Rav Safra, ki goin diyasvi daini hasam. That's the Rashi that we had on top of the Amud, that at the time that the baby animal was born, the Dayanim were sitting there on the spot. And therefore, as the animal comes out of the mommy, they already say, oh, wow, this is a Bechor Baal Mum. So it never had that intervening 2 minutes, 5 minutes, hour, 3 hours, where they said, it's Osir, it's Muktzah, it's a Bechor Tam. From the very first moment, they knew that it was Mutter. So therefore, it was Mutter Agav Ime when it was still in the womb. And as soon as it comes out, they said, Vaiter, it's Mutter Agav Ime. So this is not a case of Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. It was never Muktzah at all. So no Kasha. Now there's another version, Ikar D'Amri, which is yes the opposite, but it comes out the same. Ikar D'Amri Omulei, Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. The Gemara's Kasha was, the Gemara's Shaila was, Yesh Muktzah, Ein Muktzah. According to the first version, he paskined Yesh Muktzah. And then the Gemara asked, Eisvei. According to the second version, according to the Ikar D'Amri, he paskined Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. So Mulei Masailin, let's bring a riot. Vishavin Shimnoidan Umumai Imai Shimnoidan Hu Umumai Imai. Therefore, Bechor was born with a Muman, which is Emin Amuchan, that you can go and eat it today. Aye. For Bechor may Kora have a Chazi Agavime. When the Bechor was still in utero, it was Mutter Agavime. Isyala, when it was born, Itchilei, it was pushed aside. In other words, it had the status like Mukta. Ichazi Lechachem, he showed it to the Chachem. Ishrilei, he was Matir. Oh, so I have a good raya that Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, and you can go and eat it. Amr Abayi Nishka Raya. Vissim Rav Safra, you're going to Yasvi Daini Hasam, like we said before. So there was never an intervening Mukta period. From beginning to end, there was always Mutter, Mutter, Mutter. So we cannot either ask a kasha or be poshut from that case. But let's go and try to be poshut tak our shaila of the muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Toshima, hayoichlu banovim, a person was eating grapes. For hoyser, and he left some grapes over, and he says, I can't eat them anymore. Behem l'gag lasim and smukim, therefore he put them on his roof to make raisins. Or he had started eating te'enim, figs, v'hoyser, and he left some over, behem l'gag lasim and groigris, to make dried out figs. If a Shabbos later, a two Shabbosim later, he wants to be able to eat on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, he cannot go and eat it unless he makes a special hazmana and says, I intend eating from them on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Same thing applies to farsikin. Today a farsikin in Eretz Yisrael, they say, is peaches. Chavushim, says Rashi, are quince. Ubishar kol mini peiros. Same thing applies across the board to all peiros. Same thing. Vayoichel ad shiyasmen. Feitimar hechidam. Explain to me what's the case. Either chazu, if you're telling me that before Shabbos began, they were nicely dried out on the roof. Ramli hazman, we have to be masmen. It was totally edible before Shabbos. It wasn't muktza, so why can't he eat? Either loyichazu, if you're going to tell me that it was not roy lachila, why? Because it was still in that pre-fully dried stage. Then you can be mazman as much as you want to. It's not edible. Nobody's going to eat it. So what's it talking about? Maybe it's talking about he put the grapes on the roof 3 weeks ago, and now it's 3 weeks later, and he didn't bother checking it out from before Shabbos. He doesn't know whether they're dried or not dried. And now he goes on Shabbos, and he goes up to the roof. Oh, Baruch Hashem, they're dried out. I want to be able to eat from them. So is that the case? Va'omer Rav Kahana, Mukta Shiyovish, Vena Balam Makirim Boy, Mutter. If there's Mukta that dried out, and the Balam just don't know, why don't they know? Because he didn't check. It's Mutter to go and eat. So why does the Brisa say, Lo Yoichel Mehen Achi Yasmin Boy Joy? I see it's Mutter. Elav, the Chuyvish case is talking about the Chazu, that when Shabbos started, in fact, they were roi to eat. And then the Itchu, and then it started raining. And therefore they swelled up. And you can't eat them anymore. V'hoder achsu, and then after that they became ro'i again. V'i amris ein muktza l'chatzi Shabbos l'omelu hazmana. Why did you have to say that he has to be mazman it mib'oid yoim? It doesn't become muktza anyway. As long as it was ro'i at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains ro'i. After all, the Gemara just completed saying, muktza shiyavish v'ena bal makirin boi, it's mutter. even if they didn't know that it was Yavesh. If it was Yavesh, it's Mutter. If you hold Ein Mukhtar Chatzi Shabbos, what do you have to be? Why does the Braisa say Lo Yoicha Mehana Chiyazmin? Elamite, so you want to be poshut Yesh Mukhtar. That in fact, if it gets bad during Shabbos because of the rain, then there's Mukhtar, and that's why you have to be Mazmin. Freytimara, Chiyazmin Lo Mehave. What does it help to be Mazmin? You can go on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov say, I'm hereby go and declare solemnly that these peiros should be muzman, I want to eat from them, and I have in mind to eat from them, and hirotza and rabbeinu shalom, I'm going to eat them, I'm going to eat them, I'm going to eat. And guess what? If Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the rain, and it spoils all these peiros, if you hold yesh muktzah lechatzi Shabbos, you can be Mazmin 100 times, may have, it's not going to help, it's muktzah. A brand new case. It's talking about the peiros were on the verge of being fully sun-dried. But they weren't 100%. They were only, let's say, 85 or 90%. It really depends. There's some people that are more finicky and some people which are less finicky. There's some people, if you've ever eaten a scrambled egg. Some people like a runny scrambled egg, and some people like the scrambled egg should be nice and hard without any liquid mixed in. I don't know that that's exactly the same case over here, but we're talking about that the peiros are almost fully dry, but not fully, only 85-90%. There's still a little bit moist here and there, and therefore some people would say, no, I gotta wait until it's fully dry, I can't eat from it. It doesn't look good. So some people are makbid, some people are not. Ik inchi deachli, ik inchi lo yachli. So Azmin, if he is one of these non-finicky types, and before Shabbos he said, that's fine enough, this is good. It'll be good, don't worry. Azmin, golidaita, he's megaladas, and he's not a finicky guy, and he can eat it. However, lo yazmin, if he looked at the pages and said, no, I better go and eat ice cream for dessert, I can't go and eat these dried out pages because they're not fully dry, then like Olidaiti was not Megaladas, and therefore it remains Muktzah. So therefore it has nothing to do with our case. So we still want to be poshed our Shaila. Is there a din of Muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, yes or no? And the Gemara brings now the final Raya, Omer Abzeira. Toshim ha'mi pulim v'adashim. Let's bring a Raya from pulim, our beans. Adashim are lentils. As was. The pulim v'adashim ikara chozu lokus. When Shabbos begins, one could, if one wanted to, eat raw beans and lentils. Now, you and I typically, or at least I, don't eat raw lentils, but apparently this is something that people ate or could eat. The reason why people probably don't eat them today is because people have chewing gum, and they have taffies, and they have sucking candies, and the like, and so therefore people don't typically chew pulim v'adashim, but you could if you wanted to. Now, what happens if shortly before this man shudinu b'kteira, you put it into a hot boiling water so that they should cook? In fact, you want to eat chulent, and that's why you put the pulim v'adashim in. Now, itchalu, obviously, at the time of benesh moshes, when it's still cooking, then it's nitcha. You can't eat them because they're neither raw to chew, nor are they edible yet because they're in this hot boiling water. And then what happens? Gomer bishulayu, when subsequently on Friday night they finish cooking, and now they're edible, chaziluhu, they're mutter. So isn't the case of our pulim v'adashim a classic case of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, and people hold that you can go and eat from it? And in fact, Amalei Abaya, why you bring me a rye from pulim v'adashim? Litamech, tikshul chakideres de alma. Let's talk about all cooked foods that we prepare for Shabbos or for Yontif. The what? Before Shabbos, you took them off the flame, and you probably did hatmana, or you just let it stand on your stove in Benesh Moshes. It's still boiling hot, because it was boiling hot a moment ago before you took it off. And guess what? Later on that night, an hour later when the men folk come home from shul, they're going to have delicious hot soup, or hot chicken, or meat, or whatever it happens to be. Hot kegel. So how are they going to eat from it? After all, wasn't it during Ben Hashmosh's Muktzah? You couldn't eat from it. It was Brois Chesen. You would burn your tongue on it. You couldn't possibly eat from it. So what do you see? that l'chayyeh every single case of food that we prepare before Shabbos and that is hot at Benish Marshes, and we eat it subsequently on Friday night and Yom Tov and Shabbos morning, obviously we don't hold a mutzah l'chatzi Shabbos, so we can be poishet ar shayla. So tomorrow, no. Elagom rabbi de'adam loikam iboyolai. When the factors determining whether it's going to be ready to eat or not ready to eat are in our hands, that's not the shayla. Meaning, you could always, prior to Shabbos, cool it off earlier or cool it off later. You didn't have to go and heat it up in the first place. In other words, if we are the ones that can determine our destiny on the foods, about that, there was no shayla whether it's muktzeh l'chatzi Shabbos. That wasn't the shayla. The shayla was, ki kama boilan gomer b'dei shamayim, if the gemar took place through the heavens. What does that mean? That the gemar of these fruits, which are there on the roof, which temporarily as a result of the rain have become swelled and spoiled. Now the sun comes out and dries it up, and now it becomes ro'i to eat again, it becomes edible. That was the shayla, that it was a dechia, and subsequently a gemar bidei shemayim, that Rabbeinu Shalom caused these fruits that were previously totally edible because they were delicious sun-dried fruits to become now all wet and moist and swollen. And then the same Rabbeinu Shalom a couple hours later brought the shining sun to make them edible once again. That's where the shayla was. Can you now eat it, or do you say that once it was muktzah during that interim rainy period, it's asur, or do you say that it's choyze v'neir, and it becomes mutter, and the Gemara is not poishet the shayla, we are left with a shayla. Miyat Hashem will continue tomorrow morning with Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, and again about the inspection of the Bechor, since Rabbi Forham davens at 8, and we daven here also at 8 o'clock. We're going to start in Miyat Hashem at 10 to 7. Miyat Hashem will be finished hopefully already before 8, so that we'll be able to finish on time and everybody will be able to go daven on time. Any Shilas?
Shavua Tov
and a good Moyed. Moyed Tov.
Again,
Moyed Stundi. Thank you for joining us.
The other day we said the whole din of Moksha Rashi brought down was that maybe you'll metal to it.